I know that they were asking me, what's the good country mushroom? I said, Y 100.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
set
cool.
Set your dial and then break the handle off. You don't need to go anywhere else. And hello to everybody out at Oshkosh at the airfield. They said they were really thrilled about that 55-degree temperature the other night.
I suppose, yeah.
It's because, boy, I've been up there when it's hot. This is a whole lot better when it's cool. Luke Bryan going to do the farm tour again in October. You know, why change what you're doing if it's working? And things are really working for Luke Bryan right now. He does about 10 or 11 of these shows and raises a bunch of money and then pays for some local college scholarships for the Luke Bryan Farm Tour Scholarship.
Awesome.
Fund.
That's great.
I can't believe this woman actually hired Georgia personal injury lawyer Eric Hertz to represent her, the humiliated, in quotation marks, Jessalyn Taylor, who grabbed at Tim McGraw's butt and tried to tear his pants off, and he swatted her, and now she says she's embarrassed that he said she was too aggressive. If I was a judge, I'd throw that out and throw them with it.
You're absolutely.
That's just crazy.
Both of them.
Toby Keith made a lot of money. We know that. And Taylor Swift and Kenny Chesney. But you may not have known, on the Forbes list this year, Florida-Georgia Line made more money last year than Tim Blake and Brad.
Whoa.
$24 million for the Bro Country Boys, and that's only $2 million shy of where George Strait was.
Wow.
And then Casey Musgraves, Hunter Hayes, Lady Annabella, Miranda Lambert, they're in the bubbling under the top 13. They made somewhere between $15 and $20 million. We got some country music people that are making a lot of money. Now, I don't know what Dirks did last year, but I think he's doing pretty good. He sold out San Diego, Los Angeles, and Phoenix this past weekend. That's impressive, playing the Greek Theater in Los Angeles. And he just does his job, and he's rocking out. If you have not seen Dirks as a headliner, you may want to put that on your list of things to do. Number one is Joe Nichols and Yeah, and Garth Brooks, after selling out Chicago, he's selling something else. His home that I don't think many people knew he even had in Malibu, California.
Really?
It's in the very swanky Paradise Cove gated community overlooking the Pacific Ocean in what they call the Boo. $7.5 million is what he is asking. They scooped up the property in 08 for $4.9 million. So he makes money just by getting up in the morning.
So an $8 million weekend home for Garth.
Sounded like it. Yeah, he may spend some time out there, but he doesn't need it anymore because they're going to be spending 10 days in Chicago and stuff like that the next 3 years.
Well, if he doesn't sell it and need somebody to stay there for a while, have him call me.
I will be glad to. We'll room there together.